Every election season, the words that politicians speak or misspeak receive the sort of scrutiny nobody would enjoy. Opponents are constantly ready to pounce, hoping for a slip of the tongue they can latch onto to make some political mileage. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore says sometimes the significance of a political gaffe goes beyond a simple mistake.
I've talked before of politicians who used words they came to regret. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and Hymetown, Senator John McCain and Gooks, or Senator George Allen and Makaka. But Senator John Kerry is a special case of political insensitivity. It showed once before. In 2004, when candidate Kerry went windsurfing off Nantucket while the Republicans met in convention, and he expressed resentment when the Republicans used the windsurfing footage for a campaign ad, which Kerry's campaign said was cavalier. The recent Kerry case is more complicated. At Pasadena City College in California last Monday, he lectured students on the importance of education to career advancement. His prepared text said, "If you aren't smart, if you're intellectually lazy, you end up getting us stuck in a war in Iraq. Just ask President Bush." In delivery, however, the senator didn't mention Mr. Bush. He urged students to be smart and study hard, saying, "If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq." A botched joke, Kerry said. But it wasn't a very good joke to begin with. Boosting education as a way of staying out of combat service sounded as though Kerry was still campaigning against Mr. Bush, as though he didn't fully recognize the impact of his jocular words. The tin ear, they call that in politics. I suspect that whatever dream Senator Kerry may still nurture of another run for the White House may have gone down the drain in Pasadena. Why? Well, for a lack of sensitivity about how words can affect people. This is Daniel Shore.